Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts. The Porsche Carrera Cup North America on IMSA Radio.
Couple of bits of damage from the cars, but Jeremy has the grid for us for this second of three races.
Just 30 cars will line up for this race. Hutton McKenna did not start this weekend. He's got a broken thumb. Tom Balamas not starting as a result of the incident earlier on today. So on the 15th row, car number 97 is Craig Conway alongside Joe Still in car number 8. Grady Willingham and Joseph Lombardo will share row 14. Jeff Myshack and Rennie Robichaud row 13. Thomas Collingwood and Conor Flynn on row 12. Row 11, Kurt Swearingen and Chris Bellomo. Row 10, Bill Smith and Matt Holcomb. Number row 9, Steve Dunn and John Goetz. Kurt Hunt and Dimitri Dimarcos will share row 8. They are the two front-running PA991 contenders in this race. Efrain Castro will start in car number 65 in the 14th position alongside Ryan Gates. Best of the Pro-Am qualifiers, Alan Metney, in car 99 in 12th position. From here on, it's all pro contenders. Dylan Murray, who finished 5th earlier on today, will start 11th this afternoon. Sebastian Carrazzo in car 27 in 10th position. Lee Keane in number 12 from 9th. Maxwell Root in car 7. And Riley Dickinson in car 53, who moved up very well in the earlier race, will start on row 4. TJ Fisher in car 58 and Sean McAllister, a good qualifying run for him in car 2 to start in the 5th position. Leon Kohler will start 14 in the 4th position alongside Parker Thompson in car 3. And on the front row, as usual, the Kelly Moss Road and Race pair, Kai Van Berlo in car 3 in the 2nd position. And on the pole for the 11th time this season, this will be the 15th race of the championship, is our championship champion elect in car 15 from Guernsey in the Channel Islands in the UK is Seb Prio.
Yes, and with 5 points on offer for the pole positions, and what's he had now? 10 earned pole positions, that's 50 points. Extraordinary how that has affected the championship. Down towards the green flag, 45 minutes on the clock, a little bit of bumping and barring, the green flag's in the air, and we are racing once again in the Porsche Carrera Cup North America, presented by Visit Cayman Islands. Prior has got the start, but not the big start and the big gap that he had last time. Everybody goes through. It's Kai Van Berlo behind him in the white and green car. Sean McAllister off the track at turn number 2/3, and now 3 wide as he lost momentum. And Riley Dickinson goes through with the Porsche shield-coloured car, and he goes up to, 6th or 7th position. Not the start that Sean McAllister wanted after that bizarre incident in race 1 where he smacked up a radiator in a very odd position on the track. Lee Keane going a little bit wide there as well in turn number 6 in one of the bright red 311 RS Porsches. Pretty clean start, but it all started to get a little bit unnecessary at the top of the hill. And Riley Dickinson, Jeremy, very opportunist manoeuvre, making it 3 across the track there in a place where really there's normally only room for 1.
Yeah, that was a bit brave, wasn't it? As we see Sebastian Carrazzo and Max Root going side by side through into the chicane and both coming out the other side. And Riley Dickinson takes advantage of the loss of momentum from Carrazzo there to move up into, I think that's going to be 5th position as they cross the line to complete the first lap of this 45-minute race.
So, championship in the hands of Sebastian Prio. And is he going to sweep the weekend? Be a nice way for him to put a full stop, underline the championship season for a young man who has got some experience of the tracks here in North America, but has never driven a Porsche in anger before. Really taking to this 992 Cup car. First time we've seen it in the US. It's the first year of competition for the Type 992. Really big changes from last year's car. Brand new body shell. More aero. Wider track. Still with that lovely 4-litre flat six engine. Choosing just over 500 horsepower, as it does in the street version of the car. And there's been a coming together at turn seven. And at least one car is not moving. That, I'm afraid, is the green and black at number 17. And that means that, I'm afraid to say, Kirk Swearingen for ACI Motorsports is not going very much further. I think we might see the intervention of the safety car here. The other car that was involved did pull away. I think it was one of the 991s, Jeremy, at the tail end of the field. But that car has kept on moving. Let's see if I can pick it out. I think it might have been Joe Still that was back down there. Oh, Kurt's got going again. The hazard flashes on the 992 are going. They automatically deploy the four ways when you've had an incident. Well, Lee Keane's coming into the pit lane. Ah, no, it was the number 68 then. My apologies. Was the orange car that was involved there at turn seven. And that's the Flying Lizard Motorsport of Chris Bellomo, man from California. Great to see the Lizards back in Porsche and back in IMSA racing, Jeremy.
Yeah, isn't it? The second start of the season for Chris Bellomo, and you know, huge amount of success the Lizards have had in the past, of course, particularly in Porsches. So it is, I know, very exciting for that entire team to be here this weekend at Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta with his final races of the season in the Porsche Carrera Cup North America presented by the Cayman Islands.
Just 5 minutes gone. Lap times beginning to come down. Fastest lap in the Pro category for Seb Priot, 121.7. Pro-Am, Alan Metney, no surprises there, 123.7. And Dimitri DiMarcos, 123.7. He was actually quicker in the previous race than all of the Pro-Am 992 cars in his first outing in this style of car. Really a name that we're going to have to keep an eye on. If he decides to come back and do the full season next year, there will be no 991s next year. It will be a full 992 grid. We're hearing possibly as many as 30 more cars for next year's championship coming into the United States, which fills me with great excitement, Jeremy Shaw.
Well, yeah, it's been a tremendous season of racing for the introduction of the Porsche Carrera Cup North America. As you say, it's always been a kind of a pro-am series in the past, but now it's very definitely aspiring professionals here. Most of these drivers in the pro category under 22 years of age and therefore eligible for the Porsche Junior title. And that is a real feather in their cap if they are able to win that and move on up the Porsche ranks. But the first two, has been the case for so often this season, the two Kelly Mosford race cars establishing themselves well in the lead now, ahead of Parker Thompson, really not quite able to keep pace with them. He's already 2.5 seconds back after just 4 laps of racing, and the first 5 or 6 really getting pretty strung out.
Yeah, Kelly Moss Road and Race have really taken to this new car this year. They've had two very good drivers in Seb Priot and Kai von Berlo, both coming over from Europe to ply their trade here. And interesting that those two aspiring career GT and endurance drivers chose this championship rather than one of the myriad European options that they would have had. I think they felt that coming into this championship and learning these tracks would help them in their ongoing career. Certainly Sebastian had been here before and done some racing in Michelin Pilot Challenge, of course. But a really interesting choice for those two European domiciled drivers to come here and ply their trade. As Jeremy says, this is the first time we've had a full pro championship in the Porsche Cups here. It was always GT3 challenges in the past, but Carrera Cup North America brings the opportunity for full pro drivers, and it has been taken up, and it seems that we'll have even more next year. Wondering if anyone can challenge Kelly Moss Road and Race. There's some very good teams here, JDX included, at Moor Speed, with one car for them this year, for Maxwell Roots, teaming up with Wright Motorsports. 311 RS have had a couple of cars in this year. MRS GT this weekend with the German driver Leon Koehler. BGB, Team Hardpoint and Top Racing, among others that are represented here. And that's some, they are all pretty big names, Jeremy, in Porsche racing here in the US.
They are, and yeah, they've been running Porsches for a long, long time and had a lot of success. But right now, you know, these two, the Sebastian Priolo and Kai Van Buller, they've very much been the cars to beat all the way through the season. And it's been a back and forth battle between the two of them for most of the way. It was Riley Dickinson really putting the pressure on Max Root now at the chicane, coming around to complete lap six. And that battle for fifth and sixth position, one of the best battles on the track at the moment.
It's another race where Priyo is driving away from his teammate and from everybody else. Parker Thompson trying to hang on in third position. The top three all junior drivers. Leon Koehler in fourth position. New fastest lap for Dimitri Dimarcos. A 1:22.874. My goodness me. Again, that's quicker than all the Pro-Am 992 cars. And Efren Castro's just taken the fastest lap in the 992 Pro-Am category with a 22.9 as he tries to chase back towards Alan Metney. This has been a super outing. All right, didn't have the greatest of luck earlier on, but for Dimitri Dimarcos, this has been very, very good indeed. And his pace is superb. He was quick in the first race. He's quick here again, Jeremy.
Yeah, magnificent. I mean, he qualified in just outside the top 10 overall yesterday in this 991 car. Unfortunately, the car was, I think, a few pounds underweight in post qualifying technical inspections, so I had to start from the back, but in no time at all he was up with the leading contenders in 991 and then pulled away and left them well behind. And his fastest lap in that race this morning was only just over a tenth of a second away from the fastest time we'd ever seen in a 991 car here in the championship the last few years. And that's some very stout driving. It's Riley Dickinson, who's currently running in the top 604, who held that record. Number 96 car came very, very close to it earlier on. He's now hanging there right with, just ahead of him on the racetrack, is Ryan Gates, Alan Matt, and Alan Metney. It's a good battle for 11th, 12th, and 13th overall. Efren Castro doing all he can to hold on to that train of cars.
Yeah, Metney in a 992 Pro-Am car, Ryan Gates in a 992 Pro car. Now, they're both the same. There's no differences in that. It's the drivers that are graded rather than the cars. But that 991 car is being ragged within an inch of its life. He's turning it in and backing it in like a MotoGP rider to turn seven. Loads of corrective steering because he's trying to take so much. This is Dimitri I'm talking about. Trying to take so much pace into the apex to counteract the additional performance and grip and of the 992 cars. I'm very, very impressed with this young man, Jeremy. This is, he's setting out his stall here, and if this is an audition, I think he's doing very well indeed. And it would seem to me that the guys, however this has come together, the guys at Goldcrest Motorsports, who run quite a lot of the 991 cars, they've found an absolute star here.
Yeah, just 23 years of age, from Chicago, and he's intent on a career in real estate in Chicago. He says he's just doing this for the fun, But I tell you what, I think it might well be worth reconsidering that after this weekend, because this has been massively impressive. His first ever professional race, turning some very quick lap times and running with some drivers here who've got a lot more experience than he has.
Well, Alan Bettany, two cars ahead of him in that GT Silver iFly, iFly Calimos car. He's won a race outright, let's not forget. And that's where he is. That's where he is in the field. All right, it's new cars for those guys this year. They've had a season to get used to them, but they clearly still are. But those cars should be a lot quicker. And Dimitri's doing a cracking job. I don't know who designed his livery as well, but that's an absolutely brilliant job as well. Yeah. We're not going to forget that one for a while. With the tinted headlamp covers to show that he is in a 991 category car. His commitment to the entry to the corners is absolutely outstanding. Clearly doesn't mind the car moving around underneath him, Jeremy.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's from Chicago, so he's probably used to driving in inclement weather conditions. There's Ryan Gates looking to the inside of Alan Metney. Is he going to make that? Oh, he's going to lose momentum going through the corner. He might lose a place here to DeMarcos, but no, DeMarcos just tucks in behind him. He's got to be careful at this stage. He's got a win in the 991 category pretty much in the bag. He's already 8.5 seconds clear of Kurt Hunt, who started on the pole position yesterday in the ACI Motorsports car number 24. But he's going for glory here, isn't he? Just want to win the class. He wants to finish as high up the order as he possibly can.
Top 10 finish beckons. He's got Efren Castro behind him now in the number 65, the bright orange and black car, yellow and black car, excuse me. Now, Efren is on a bit of a charge as well, and his target is the GT Silver car that is effectively three cars ahead of him, because that is the Pro-Am leader in 992, and Efren and Alan Metney have been battling it out all season long. Once again, here comes Ryan Gates trying down the left-hand side, the inside into turn 10. Dimitri is picking his line. He's so quick into the first part of turn 10. He's got a really good run here, and the two guys ahead are slowing themselves up. Has to pick the right option here, Dimitri, to make sure he doesn't get a very big repair bill. Looks to the right, looks to the left, back to the left-hand side again, not round the outside at turn one. I can tell him that that is not going to work, even with my limited experience of running on Road Atlanta. But my goodness me, there's a confidence in the driving of this young man from Chicago that I've not seen in a very long time. He's throwing that Porsche around, and this is not a car he has experience of. Yes, he's driven Caymans before in Porsche Club of America events, but not a 911. Impressive.
Very impressive. And Ryan Gates, I think he saw how that battle was developing. He's managed to get past them. Ryan, of course, running in the pro category. He doesn't have an awful lot of experience either in that car number 11, but he's made that move now. He's a former multiple time attack champion, is Ryan Gates. He's from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and he's got past Alan Metney now. So ahead of the Pro-Am leader remains Alan Metney, and he's trying to pull away. But Dimitri DeMarcos is challenging Metney as they head down the back straight.
Great stuff again. Round the outside. Into turn 10. It becomes the inside for 10A. That is an extraordinary manoeuvre. It's audacious from one with twice as much experience. It would still have been a great move for somebody in his first 911 race, his first Porsche Carrera Cup race. That is absolutely outstanding. I've run out of superlatives for him now, Jeremy.
Well, you know, you're right. And, yeah, we're talking about the guy a lot, but, I mean, he deserves it, because this is a tremendous performance by Dimitri DeMarcos. Totally unknown. I'd never heard of him, certainly, before this weekend. I had a nice chat to him yesterday. A very respectful young man, and clearly he can drive. But there's other good battles going on as well. He's two more youngsters. Max Root in car number 7 for More Speed Wright Motorsports, that conglomerate running together to run Max in the championship for this season. And Riley Dickinson, they're having a fabulous battle that continues for 5th and 6th places.
Dickinson looked to fade to the inside. He thought about it and then thought better of it. Riley, who pulled off a couple of very good overtakes himself in the first race of the weekend earlier on today. Now, near the exit of turn 12, It's a relatively short run down towards turn one, but you can sometimes get up the inside. Not this time. These are the guys that are battling for position, and that's position 5 and 6. Seb Prior by 2 seconds from Kai van Berlo, the two Kelly Moss Roden race drivers, 15 from 3. Parker Thompson, there's your top three in the championship, and they're top three in this race, as we've talked about them many times in this 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup North America, presented by Visit Cayman Island season. Leon Kohler, there's another man who I've been impressed with this weekend. He's running a fairly lonely race at the moment, a couple of seconds behind the top three, but 2 seconds ahead of the battle between Maxwell Root and Riley Dickinson. Leon Kohler, the German driver, in that number 14 car. He's not been frightened of mixing it up with the championship contenders either, Jeremy, in that MRS GT racing car.
Yeah, he's taken over that seat in the number 14 car from Erik Johansson, who drove most of the season and had a couple of good results, but didn't cover himself with glory last time out at VIR, split with the team thereafter. And Leon Kohler, who won the final round of the German Porsche Carrera Cup Series this year, also had another win during the season as well. I think he finished third in the championship points. He's relishing his opportunity here, wow, the 22-year-old from Germany, and running in the fourth position very, very handily.
What about the guy at the front of the field, Sebastian Prior, from the Channel Islands, from Guernsey, third generation driver. His grandfather, a noted hill climber, which is where his dad Andy started as well. Unusual way to get into circuit racing. Andy came through some guest drives in British touring cars for SEAT and then moved into GT racing, still doing some racing as well. And Sebastian had,
tell me what,
has had a great season.
Yeah, he has. Just look at the fastest lap in this race here, 991, Dimitri Dimarcos, 122.874. That's 3/10 quicker than he managed this morning. That is faster than the old race lap record in these 991 cars that were set by Riley Dickinson a couple of years ago. Astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. It's not often, is it, we see somebody burst onto the scene like this and shine as brightly as this young man has done.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You are not wrong.
22.8, I mean, that's within a tenth of a second of TJ Fisher, who's been finished on the podium overall this season in a 992 car. Astonishing.
I fly and the 99 car coming across the line, and this is the battle for Pro Am in 992 as he tries to fight off Efren Castro. These two being the dominant forces in the Pro Am category this year.
Yeah, we saw Metney had a spin this morning which cost him the victory. Efren Castro able to go on through and win the race. That was his fifth win of the season in the Pro-Am category. He comes into this penultimate race of the season with a 31-point disadvantage to Metney in the championship. So he needs to beat Metney here and probably have Metney have a problem if he's going to have any chance of wresting away the championship, because all Alan Metney really has to do at this stage to clinch the 992 Pro-Am championship is to just finish either where he is or even right behind Efren Castro. But you know Alan Metley, he's a competitive person. He's not going to finish behind him unless he absolutely has to.
And I stand corrected. Andy Prior made his touring car debut for Vauxhall, subbing for Phil Bennett. Oh, touch! And once again, it's the 21 car that has gone around, and that was definitely pushed rather than jumped for Grady Willingham in the Goldcrest car. Not a good weekend so far, Jeremy, for Grady. And that was Prior. That was the leader coming through at turn 5. That might get Sebastian a penalty on that. He wasn't quite there to make that pass on the lapped car.
Yeah, and all of a sudden that 2.5 second advantage that Prio had is gone. Just two lengths behind him now is Kai van Berlo, who has maybe he got a second win here. Maybe he can go for that win, but Prio there, oh, he was fast through that chicane. He's extended that lead, I would say, by a couple of car lengths. They come across the line now to complete lap 16. But that lap time for Prio, 124.972. That's 2.5 seconds in lap time lost compared to his previous laps, which had all been pretty consistent in the low 22s.
Still half this race to go, Jeremy. So this is by no means over. The evidence clear on the side of the Multimatic livery on the right-hand side of Sebastian Priaulx's car, the donut from the contact, and that will be being looked at. There is really only one line there. Grady Willingham, well, he's in the middle of the road, but they always say, just take the racing line.
Yeah,
I can understand the leader wanting to be through there, but he needed to wait till the exit of turn five there. That is an uncharacteristic bit of impatience there from the young Guernseyman.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to make a move there, you've got to be absolutely alongside at the turning point. He wasn't.
He
was going to lose an awful lot of time, no question about it. But sometimes you just got to suck it up and hang back a bit, get a good run, so at least you don't lose time on the exit of the corner. As we see Evering Castro side by side with Alan Metley heading towards turn seven.
Try to commit to the outside of turn six. That's a pass that's very difficult, nigh on impossible to make, particularly when the cars are so, and the drivers in this case, are so evenly matched. But he's getting a draft down the back straight. He goes to the right hand side. That would mean him going the long way around, but that's forcing Metney into the middle of the road. Now Metney comes back to the racing line, moves back to the middle of the road. Here comes Castro around the outside. Well, we've seen this done. You've got to tough it out, and Castro's managed to pull it off. That's two outside passes we've seen going into 10 that has finished off at 10A. What a brilliant manoeuvre. I said it was good by our favourite 991 driver, Dimitri DeMarcos, but that was just as impressive by Efren Castro. Absolutely clean as a whistle. Fair play, I have to say, to Alan Metney as well, Jeremy, because he did give racing room on the outside.
Superb racing between those two. Absolutely superb. Great pass by Castro. Metney, boy, he got on the throttle coming out of the chicane, trying to get a run up the hill, and he got so sideways on him. He was able to keep control of it. But Evering Castro, what a good performance has been by the team hardpoint regular in this race. He's just getting better and better, is Evering Castro. It's his second full season of Porsche racing at this level. Yeah, he raced last season in the Gold Cup category, and now stepping up to the 992 car in the Pro-Am class. And he's been a bit shaky on occasion, but there was nothing shaky about that pass to move into the lead in Pro-Am, and looking for a second consecutive victory on the day. That's Efren Castro from the Dominican Republic, originally now based in New Jersey, in the 13th position overall. There's Riley Dickinson slot.
In the pits, Dickinson in the pits in the number 53 Porsche Austin car. Now, is that a problem or is it a drive through? He's going to his pit, so that is a problem. And there's a new Michelin Pilot Sport tyre going on the right front of that car. In fact, a whole new set of tyres have been brought out.
Well,
I think they're just doing the right-hand side. So is he going for the fastest lap here?
I think he probably is, because the grid is set.
Ah.
I think it's by the second fastest lap in qualifying or the best lap in the race. Now, Riley Dickinson's laps in qualifying were all chucked out because the car was too low in post-qualifying technical inspection. So he had to start at the back in yesterday's race. He had a reasonably good lap this morning that put him seventh on the grid for this race. And I think he's looking at the bigger picture here. Fresh set of tyres, get out there. Good conditions right now. It's cooling down and the track should be fairly fast. If he can get a nice clear lap in, maybe he can move his way up the order for tomorrow's final round of the championship.
Yeah, good call. He's not in the overall championship fight. But of course, he could move himself up the final standings. And more to the point, a good race tomorrow in front of the IMSA WeatherTech and the IMSA Mission and Pilot Challenge teams. That won't do his career any harm. That's pretty stout thinking there by him and the team. I would suggest that that was probably, Jeremy, pre-planned. They talked about that before this race down at Team Hardpoint.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. They know that there is pace in that car, and the fastest lap in the race so far stands to Seb Prio. Is he who took it back again? At 121.417, the fastest lap in the race this morning was set by Riley Dickinson at 121.715. So,
battle for the lead and through on the outside at turn one, using the traffic through goes Kai van Berlo, and Alan Metney's out. Alan Metney's had contact. The car spun around. The two Kelly Moss road and race teammates going through traffic. There was a little hesitation, I think, from Prio, who was leading, and van Berlo swept around his Kelly Moss road and race teammate and into the lead with 17 minutes to go. They're now carving their way through the traffic, but Metney certainly has had contact, I think, with something hard. Coming out the final corner, through traffic. Well, Prio pulled out nice and early. It wasn't as if the back marker was being used as a pick there, as a screen, Jeremy. And meantime, what happened to Alan? Well, Alan came out of turn seven, a little bit too much right-hand pedal, and looped it into the right-hand wall, or at least the right-hand tyre stack. Really super move by Kai van Berlo there to take that opportunist manoeuvre coming out of turn 12 last time around.
It really was, and I think Seb Prio, I think he lost a bit of momentum behind those slower cars as he came through turn 12. That's what gave Kai van Berlo the opportunity to think about making a pass, and from there it's all about commitment. He was going for it and he pulled it off. So a new leader then, for the first time today, Seb Prio does not lead the 21st lap in this second race of the day. Kai van Berlo out in front, the youngster from the Netherlands.
Just starting to see the effects of the temporary lighting around Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta. We will have, as Alan Metney just there going through turn five, right in front of the leaders on the racing line. He's limping that car back around. It does not look to be a happy Porsche 992 Cup car at the moment. Just starting to see the effects of the temporary lighting. There is a session of darkness practice for the IMSA WeatherTech teams later on this evening. We'll have that for you on IMSA Radio RS2 and on 98.1 FM around the circuit.
Tell you what, John, hats off also to Steve Dunn. Just his second weekend in these cars. Very little experience from Denver, Colorado. He did a little bit of Lamborghini racing a couple of years ago. Did the Rolex 24 back in 2019, but I don't think he's done any racing, not this level, since then. Currently running second place in the Pro-Am category, Steve Dunn. He's only about 5 seconds behind Efren Castro. So that's the second of the MRS GT racing entries. He's running his teammate to Leon Kohler. And I was texting with Steve yesterday. He was super excited to be working with that young German driver, Leon Kohler, to just give him pointers as to how to get most out of these cars. And Steve Dunn is doing exactly that, running in his 13th position overall in car number 16.
Just looking at the progress of Dimitri DeMarcos, who is still leading Pro-Am in the 991 category. He's in 11th position at the moment and just goes across the line. He's 7 seconds behind. No, he's not actually. He's only 1.2 seconds behind Ryan Gates. But don't think he's lapping quite as quickly as Ryan at the moment. Meantime, Parker Thompson has got Leon Kohler right behind him. Yeah. So that is the battle for the third step of the box, Jeremy. Parker will want to hold on to it. The two leaders are together and going through traffic at turn number 10. We don't normally see this much lappery in a 45 minutes Carrera Cup race, and we've still got 13 and a half minutes to go. But these guys at the front of the field, well, whatever's happened, and what has happened is that the track temperature has certainly come down a little bit since we raced earlier on today. But these 992s in particular, Jeremy, have come alive in this race.
They have. They really have. It's been tremendously... we had a good race now because this time around, Caravan Berlo is not able to extend that lead very much over Seb Priaux. I'm sure for Priaux, you know, there's no point in doing anything silly, although from my perspective, I think the championship is wrapped up, so he might as well go for the wins if he can. But I think Caravan Berlo, having got that opportunity through the lap traffic to close in and then make the pass, he's extended his lead almost a second last time around.
And I tell you what, the Pro-Am leader has caught 10th position. Ryan Gates now is under pressure from Dimitri Dimarcos. There's less than half a second between them. At the front of the field, it's about the same gap between the white and green Porsche of Kai von Berlo. And he's got traffic again now as he comes down to turn 12. Bit of a flash of the headlights. The light is fading here with still 12 minutes to go. Much later in the year than for whatever normal is anymore, but you know what I mean, the usual time of the year, not quite the usual time of the year for Motul Petit Le Mans weekend. IMSA season stretching into mid-November, when we're normally all wrapped up sometime in October. And Van Berlo not getting away from Priaux, so these two are still fighting.
Yeah, we've got battle for the lead. We've also that battle for third place with Parker Thompson, as you said a few minutes ago, John, coming out under increasing pressure from Leon Kohler in that number 14 car. They are battling away. The two leaders, they're closer than they were last time around. So Seb Priaux has perhaps got a second win here. His last lap actually was 3.5 tenths of a second quicker than the race leader, Kai van Berlo. And even though 3.5 tenths of a second doesn't sound very much, as closely matched as these guys have been all season long, it is.
Priaux just closing in under braking at the bottom of the hill at turn 10. Just watching the time ticking down. Van Berlo, both of them with the headlights on now. And just starting to see those reflect from the track surface as well here at Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta. Fastest lap of the race in Pro is Riley Dickinson, so he has got that fastest lap of the race, 121.2, Jeremy. I think that might put him well up the grid for the third race tomorrow. So coming in for a new set of Michelin Pilot Cup tyres, the N3s, he's done what he and Team Hardpoint wanted, and he has taken the fastest lap and he's now back in the pits.
Yeah, I think that'll put him in fourth position for tomorrow's race. And the reason he's come in the pits now, he's set that time, but he's used the final set of tyres he will have for the weekend tomorrow. So he wants to keep those tyres in as good a shape as he possibly can.
Yeah.
So come in now, park it, give away the points for today. But at least I think he'll have a second row, by my reckoning, he'll have a second row start, I believe, for tomorrow. Because I think he's not quite gone quick enough to get ahead of Parker Thompson, and it'll be the two Kelly Moss cars that will start, I believe, in first and second positions tomorrow.
Just wonder how many laps he put on those, Jeremy, and I'm just going to check. I think it's probably...
Was it?
18... Oh, no, actually, it's five laps. Five laps he's put on those, but I suppose bring them up the temperature... and then do a couple of quick laps and then come back in again. Leaders
well,
are...
The key is to make sure he had a clear track to set that lap as well, because there's a lot of cars. There's 30 cars out on the racetrack. This is where to start the race. We've lost maybe four now, but everybody else is still running. So, there's plenty of cars out on the track, and to get that clear lap isn't all that easy.
No, indeed not. That's John Gertz pulling out of the way for the leaders as they go into... Oh, well, not quite. first of the leaders got through. Then Prior just didn't get down the inside quite as cleanly into turn seven as I think he would like to. So it's going to be a couple of battle scars on that number 15. It's a nice job by John, trying to stay out of the way. Prior dives down the inside into turn seven. Having seen Kai van Berlo get through, I did see the indicator come on from John Kurtz. So there's going to be a couple of wee battle scars, one on either side at the moment of that 15 Multimatic supported car. Across the line they go with 8 minutes still remaining. And it's Van Berlo from Sebastian Prior. We've seen this type of back and forth between these two all the way through the season. I do think that we're going to see these two for quite a few years to come, Jeremy, either together or racing against each other in GT and endurance racing. This is the new generation, and as we've seen for many years in the past, Porsche are providing a platform for new talent to shine and to show what they can do in an endurance racing situation. And by that I mean, of course, they're doing 45 minutes, which is a stint in a GT car, isn't it?
Yeah, true. Or almost, at least. And it is just it's great experience in this championship. I mean, the GT3 Cup Challenge Series we had before was always a really good stepping stone for young drivers looking to move up into the professional ranks. This Carrera Cup has really taken that another notch. And, the cars are more and more getting more and more sophisticated now, the Cup cars, and they are a great training ground to move up into potentially GTD or whatever from here.
Yeah. So we are heading into the last 6 minutes.
Yeah, I think Parker Thompson finally has managed to eke out a little bit of a breathing space in that third position in a JDX Racing Byers Porsche, kind of a nine. Leon Kohler's fallen maybe a second or so behind him in that fourth position. It's still been a good run for the German in that number 14 car for MRS GT Racing.
Ryan Gates has responded to coming under pressure for Dimitri Dimarcos in 10th and 11th position. He's now pulled out a 2.7 gap between himself and the Porsche 991 Pro-Am leader. So Dimitri stroking it home for the last 5 minutes, and I think that's very smart indeed. Meantime, we've got the MRS GT car, Leon Kohler, in fourth position, trying to get his way through traffic and trying to get back on terms with Parker Thompson in the red and white car. They're both heading down towards turn 10. Two leaders across the line, just on 5 minutes to go. My, this is great racing, Jeremy. I know it's not side by side and people will be wondering what I'm talking about there, but these guys are trading fractions of a second, whether it's through traffic or in clear air. I know the cars are the same, prepared by the same team. I know that they're the same manufacturer. I know that this is a spec series, but even so, these two guys have pushed each other all season. And in any other year, Kai van Berlo would have been, you know, certainly a championship contender, possibly even a champion. But he's come up against Sebastian Prior at the absolute top of his form this year. Wonder what the next moves will be for these two young drivers. Clearly a future in the sport awaits them. Possibly for one of them a chance to shine at the young driver shootout for Porsche back in Europe later on this year. Really gathering darkness now with 4 minutes to go.
Yeah.
I like seeing GT cars racing into the dusk. A couple of years ago, we had a couple of splendid races in the predecessor to this championship, the GT3 Cup Challenge, that ran into sunset at the Circuit of the Americas, and they were fantastic races. great competition and fantastic visually, I seem to remember. And this is looking good as well. So here's another little learning experience for these drivers who aspire to a GT or an endurance career, learning to race, going into the dark. And even though there's only 3 minutes left, the track will look very different now than it did when the sun was high in the first race earlier on today. It just changes perspective slightly. You've got to make sure you know where your braking and turning points are. They're learning all the time. Last 2.5 minutes. What do you make of the potential of these two, and Parker Thompson as well, Jeremy, that we've seen scrapping for this championship all year? Kai van Berlo and Seb Ober from Europe, Parker Thompson down from Canada. We've got some good talent here this year.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I've watched Parker Thompson over the last, 5 or 6 years, probably on the road to Indy. And he's been very, very competitive there. Really good guy all the way around. Just a really nice character. But a heck of a driver as well. He's always been competitive in anything he's done. And he's made kind of a tentative look into sports cars a couple of years ago. This year, with both feet, and has had a very good season for JDX Racing. And to finish third in the championship, which looks most likely, is a very, very good effort for Parker Thompson as well. The other two, they are, just from my perspective, judging them from Parker Thompson, they're clearly very, very talented as well. And there is a lot of depth in this field right now.
Yeah, let's not forget, there has been, and this is not to at all undermine what's happened this year, but Kai hasn't seen the circuits before. Seb has seen at least some of them, including this one. But both of these young drivers have raced well. Saw a tiny bit of petulance from Kai when he crashed out of the race at VIR, which I think he somewhat regrets, having spoken to him recently. But behind the wheel, he's been very impressive, as has both Parker and Seb Priot. White flag is out for the penultimate round of the 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup North America, presented by Visit Cayman Island Season. And there's 2.5 miles or thereabouts for Kai van Berlo to click another W into his win column. He's pulled out just on 3/4 of a second to his championship rival and the man who has the hands on the trophy for this year, Seb Priot, in second. Got a couple of cars in Pro Am 991 ahead of them. He's met them at a nice time, just coming out of turn number 5, but they're having their own scrap as they go down into turn 6. Through they go. Priot follows him through and gains a little ground onto the back straight for the final time. Tell you what, if it gets much dark, you don't want to be in one of those Pro-Am 991 cars with the red tinted headlight covers, because that you might as well have a candle in front of the car for that. get your Davy lamp out. Look great, of course, for us to be able to identify the car. Look rather menacing with the red eyes, as it were, in those Pro-Am cars, not throwing any light on the track surface at all. Here comes Priot, has one final look down the inside into turn 12. Is he going to make it stick? He's going to have a look. No, he backs out of it. Kai van Berlo will take the victory, kicking up the dirt on the exit at turn 12. Van Berlo takes the penultimate round of the championship and the second of three this weekend at Michelin Raceway, Road Atlanta. He's got some momentum now. Can he finish it off in style? The championship has gone from his grasp, but Kai van Berlo wins this one with a lovely opportunist overtaking manoeuvre in traffic. Meantime, that battle for 10th position between Ryan Gates in the red 992 and Dimitri Dimarcos, the leader in Pro-Am, continues. Dimitri's very good on the brakes into turn 10. Can he get the run through the final corner? He's coming up alongside. He's going for a top 10 finish and to win the Pro-Am 991 in style. And Dimarcos has gone through. That is outstanding. Two of the best overtaking manoeuvres we've seen in this race. And he's pulled them both off round the outside into turn 10 and then down the inside on the last lap to the checkered flag. Efren Castro comes through behind that battle to win Pro Am in 9.92. And once again, DeMarcus, his fastest lap is quicker than all the Pro Am 9.92 cars. What could he do in a 9.92, Jeremy?
Who knows? I mean, goodness gracious me, absolutely stunning performance from Dimitri DeMarcus there in that Can-Am 96 for Goldcrest Motorsports. He's got one more race to shine tomorrow. Can he get to get in the top 10 overall? Is absolutely amazing. Actually, for some reason, the scoring is showing him in 11th position, but
that hasn't swapped over.
Was that a slower car that he was passing?
Was it? Was Gates already through? Yes, you might be right. Okay. Hindhoff gets excited over wrong red car.
I wasn't looking.
No, it's not a headline for me, to be honest. I just saw the red car and thought it was Ryan. My apologies. However, brilliant run anyway from Dimitri. I'm pleased that we got to see him go across the line. And that his fastest lap, as I say, was quicker than all the 992 Pro-Am drivers. What a debut in Porsche Carrera Cup North America for him. The win overall goes to Kelimos Road and Race there, first and second with JDX. It's Van Berlo from Prio, from Thompson again, the three big names in the championship. Goldcrest win Pro-Am 991 with Dimitri DeMarcus, and Efren Castro has won in Pro-Am 992, finishing in 12th position. Another great race, side-by-side action, audacious overtaking manoeuvres, and ultimate confidence in his and the car's ability by Dimitri DeMarcus makes him the driver of the race for Jeremy and I, I'm sure. We've got one more tomorrow to round up the 2021 season. Join us then from Michelin Raceway Road, Atlanta.
This programme is a radio show limited production. For more, check imsaradio.com and subscribe to IMSA Radio wherever you get your podcasts.